Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're planning on betting the NFL playoffs, buckle up. Betting football's hard enough as it is. We're doing the research for you, so listen to Cash the Ticket with Mike Valeni and I. We'll be dropping new episodes for every single playoff game. And that's going to be storylines leading into it, so some good football stuff, but also the betting nuggets you're looking for. Sides, totals, trends, player props, throw those in there too. Pre-game and post-game, we're going to be all over the postseason. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, boys, here we go.
Hey, from the drop down, let's go.
Who's ready for some football?
Football!
Why are you smiling?
Because I love football.
So glad football season's back.
Well, this is it. The wild card round in the NFL playoffs will start tomorrow. And with it, because it's really the last weekend, there are going to be a bunch of games. I mean, there are some next weekend, but not quite as many. So it's tough to do these pick'em challenges when there's only like two games. So for this week, it is the final week of our no prize pick'em challenge, and we are excited to have listener Trevor with us. Good afternoon, Trevor. How are you?
I'm doing well, Chris and Amy. How about yourself?
Oh man, we're doing great. We're just we're enjoying the snow, which has not stopped yet. They said it was going to stop at 11, but it hasn't.
That's beautiful. No, so, they said it was going to
taper off. That's what it was.
Yes.
So hope you're enjoying your day, Trevor. We're really glad that you decided to join us today. Let me ask you this question. Do you know what you get if you win today?
I'm hoping for the major prize. So and I hope the multiplier is in effect. So I'm thinking the zero times zero is the big prize for the day.
That's
exactly
right.
The answer is nothing. Yeah, you get nothing. Yeah.
Yeah.
So awesome.
Trevor, you sound like a Cardinals pitcher. You sound like a pro athlete. I'm leaning towards baseball. Wouldn't you believe it?
I appreciate that. The only athleticism I had was a little track in high school. But twin 13-year-old boys that are taller than me and my wife. So they're going to be the athletes in the family, that's for sure.
There you go.
Well, Trevor, I know is excited to participate for a couple of different reasons. Just one, to be with us, and also to be with our celebrity contestant. It is the head coach of the St. Louis Battlehawks, Anthony Becht, is with us for the No Prize Pick'em. How's it going, Anthony?
I'm doing well, guys. How we doing? Happy New Year.
Hey, Happy New Year to you. Trevor is a season ticket holder for the Battlehawks, which, by the way, season tickets are on sale right now for the upcoming season, UFLBattlehawks.com/tickets. The season will get started March 28th for the Battlehawks against Houston. So rules are pretty simple. All you have to do is pick the winner. You can tell us why you're picking the winner, even if the reasoning is totally stupid. Just tell us why you're picking the winner of the game. And then, for the final game, which is the Monday night game, Vikings-Rams, we need the winner and then the total amount of points scored, and that total will be the tiebreaker if we need it. So, very simple. Let's get started with the first game of the weekend. The Houston Texans will host the Chargers. I almost called them the San Diego Chargers.
Wow.
I am years off of that. So Texans, Chargers, afternoon game on Saturday. Trevor, who wins it?
I got to go with the Chargers on this one.
All right. You're picking the Los Angeles Chargers. Is it because you like Jim Harbaugh so much?
I just think I'm defense, and I love defense, but Derwin James Jr., I mean, it's best safety is lightning, not to be punting the Chargers, but
perfect. Anthony Becht, it is Chargers and Texans in Houston. Tell us who you think is going to win this one.
Yeah, you know, I think you know, I don't know if Houston's as good as they were in the past couple of years. You know, clearly haven't played as well, and I love what the Chargers have done this year. But the Texans have been in this moment as a team. Now Harbaugh brings experience of being in these moments multiple times with the 49ers in his career, obviously, as a coach. But I'm going to go with the home team here, guys. I think the Texans get this one in a close game.
All right. Houston Texans win it. Amy, tell us what you think here.
I think the Chargers are going to win this game. They've got a new coach, as we mentioned, with Jim Harbaugh, from that last disastrous loss a couple of years ago when they absolutely fell apart. against Jacksonville. So I think the Chargers, I think they've got a long chip on their shoulder, even though I'm not sure how many players remain from that squad. I think they remember it.
So you're going to go with the Chargers?
Yeah.
All right. I am also going to pick the Chargers, and that is because every game Harbaugh and the Chargers win is a direct slap in the face to the Bears, and they deserve it because they chose not to even interview him, which is just astounding. I hate that organization so much. Whew! Thought I wasn't going to have to talk about the Bears
today. I know, I'm sorry. Well, you all, I mean, it's part
of
your DNA.
It's my fault. I did it. All right, game two. This is the night game tomorrow. Great game. I love this one. It is the Baltimore Ravens, and they are hosting the Pittsburgh Steelers. Trevor, what are your thoughts?
All right, so if the Steelers use Justin Fields, which they should have for a little bit, I think it'll be a closer game.
That's right.
But I think the Ravens have it.
All right, Baltimore wins. Anthony?
Yeah, you know, the Steelers have not played well the last 4 weeks. They've got four straight losses. You know, I don't see an identity on offense. Wilson hasn't played well. George Pickens looks like a guy that isn't really having fun or doing anything from an execution standpoint. And the Ravens, to me, are at home, you know, what they're playing. And they just beat them a couple weeks ago by, 17 points. Mm-hmm. I just think the Ravens are way too much offensively.
Yeah, I'm gonna step in line there too. I am a huge Mike Tomlin fan, but
I am too.
I have picked him every week, and it has not gone well for me recently. So, yeah, I hate to pick against the Steelers, but I'm going to choose Baltimore.
You know, my heart really—I want to go with Pittsburgh, just because I do love Tomlin. I love Fields. I feel he's just not been put in. He's in a good situation now. I think he deserves more playing time. I'd like to see him do well. I just can't. I can't go against Lamar Jackson in Baltimore at home. It's really, really tough to do that. So we're all on the same page. All of us are picking Baltimore. Now on Sunday, three games will happen on Sunday, starting at noon with Scott Jagow's Buffalo Bills. They are hosting the Denver Broncos. That's the noon game, Trevor.
Yeah, the Bills hosting. It's not going to be super cold, but I think the Bills have this one. Hate to go against the Broncos because that's my dad's team. But I think a bolder prediction is Josh Allen scores two touchdowns with his feet.
Whoa.
Trevor, your dad owns the Broncos?
No, just love
them. Oh, okay.
That'd be great if that was.
Wouldn't that be a twist?
Look, my dad owns the Broncos, but there's no chance. No chance to. All right, Anthony Becht, who wins this one?
Yeah, I'll be honest with you guys. I think this might be an upset. You know, the Broncos are number one in the league in sacks. They're a top five or six defense as well. I think they've found a way to be productive with a rookie quarterback. And you're right, Josh Allen is a stud. I just don't know if he can do it by himself. They're not quite the same weapon-wise, but they have been great. And I don't know. I think a very good defense versus Josh Allen, when you don't have great, great players around you, sometimes that causes turnovers, things to happen, balls tip up, a little bit of pressure. I think this might be an upset in this game.
Wow. That's a, you know what? Yep. Danan Hughes said the same thing.
Really?
We talked to Danan earlier, and he thought that that the Broncos might actually win this one. Amy?
Well, I am picking the Bills Mafia, not because I really think they're going to win, although obviously I think there's a good chance. All the reasons that people laid out to pick the Broncos, I respect. It's just that I love the Bills Mafia. I think they're insane. And in honor of our KMOX reporter Scott Jagow, I got to go Buffalo.
You know, I'm also going to go with Buffalo because I've watched Scott when they lose. And it's sad.
It's sad.
It's just really sad.
Yeah.
I can't.
You don't want a sad Scott.
Yeah, I can't deal with him next week if they lose.
He's going to be all mopey.
Yeah, I'm not dealing with that. So Buffalo wins it at home against the Broncos. Now it's the Eagles of Philadelphia, and that's where the game is going to be. They host the stupid Green Bay Packers. Trevor?
Well, I'll go in line with what I think your pick's going to be and say I think the Eagles have this one. I think with Jalen Hurts back, I mean, my brother always did the Hurts donut joke to me, and I think Jalen's going to put a Hurts donut on the Packers.
You know that one, Amy?
I do.
How about a Hurts donut?
I know.
All right.
That's an old one.
Anthony Becht?
Yeah, I'm going to go with the Eagles here, guys. Obviously, defense and running the football are a combination for success and winning championships. That's something the Eagles do really well. I think Hurts coming back is big, and I just think when you have a great running game, it just makes the pass game a lot easier. And I worry about Jordan Love and his injury. I know he's going to play and he's going to be fine, but sometimes those things in the back of a quarterback's head, you're on the road, it's a rowdy crowd. I'm from Philly. I know how they are in the playoffs. I think it's going to be tough for them to come out of there. Right. I like the Eagles.
This is incredible. Did you, were you around, I don't know how old you are, but I don't want to, like, I don't know what year this happened. Have you ever thrown batteries or booed Santa Claus in Philadelphia?
No, my family didn't allow me to go to the games when I was a kid growing up because of the dangers around me. So that was definitely, I think I went to one Eagles game in my entire life, and I was in the 700 level section, and that was not the place to be.
Really?
Oh, that's really that's the fun section.
Oh, I can only imagine.
That's the fight section.
I mean, New
Scarred
England.
For life, but I got over it.
Yeah, well, that is really impressive. I'm just going to go out on a limb and say you did not try to climb any lampposts either, so you're probably good on that. I'm going to pick Jalen Hurts and the Eagles.
Atta girl. I am also picking the Eagles because if the Packers win, I'm going to puke.
I hate throwing up.
I hate throwing up.
I really hate it.
Oh, it's the worst. You ever thrown up? It's awful. All right, Tampa Bay. The Buccaneers, Baker Mayfield hosting Jaden Daniels and the Washington Commanders. The night game on Sunday, Trevor.
All right, I think Jaden Daniels, I love watching him play. I think he's going to outperform, the Buccaneers. But I think the Buccaneers are just going to out-edge the Commanders overall. I think that Washington run defense is too porous. So I go Bucs on this one.
Anthony?
Yeah, you know what? I'm actually going to be at this game, guys. I live in Tampa. My son's a huge Bucs fan, outside of a Battlehawks fan, of course. And, I know Todd very well. I know one thing. It's not real fun when you're a rookie quarterback going against a Todd Bowles defense. And they have some players up front in the secondary that can make it hard. They beat them way early in the season. I just think Baker Mayfield, his experience being at home, I think it's going to be a big win for the Buccaneers.
All right. I agree with you, but I have to pick the Commanders. I don't really have a good reason why, other than it's a long story, but Chris Ronji tweeted at NBC's Andrea Mitchell when she was excited about the Washington Commanders' victory. So I'm rooting for the Commanders because of Andrea Mitchell.
Well, I'm going to root for the I actually think Tampa Bay is going to win this game. I really like Baker Mayfield. I don't know. Maybe I shouldn't, but I'm a fan. And I think at home, I think Tampa Bay wins this one. I think Anthony Beck's son's going to be very happy. So let's go with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Now, it is time for the final game. This is a Monday night game. It is the Los Angeles Rams against the Vikings. Now, the Rams are hosting, but they've had to move the game to Arizona. So they're going to play in Glendale, where the Cardinals usually play. So Rams and Vikings. Rams are technically the home team. A 7 o'clock game on Monday. We need from you, Trevor, the winner of the game and the total amount of points scored. I'll let you know that the betting total is 47.5.
All right. My pick is the Vikings. My bold prediction is that even though there's no damage to SoFi Stadium, Kroenke still claims some type of fire insurance that only he has. And then I think the final score is Vikings 24, Rams 23.
Oh, you're making me do math. So it's 47. All right, 47 points. Don't do that to
me. Oh, total
points.
Yeah. Total points, 47.
47. Whew. That was quick math. Yeah. Anthony Becht.
Yeah, I actually like the Rams if they were at home. And this isn't a true home game like you talked about. And that's unfortunate for them. I think on a neutral site, the Vikings are going to be a better team. I like the Vikings in this game now. I do like the Rams if they were at home, though. But, again, I just think there's a difference there. And I'll go 51 on the total.
51 points. Amy?
I'm going to go Vikings.
All right.
And I'm going to say 61 points.
What?
I know.
Okay.
I know.
You are out of your mind.
I know.
All right, but I'm putting it down. You can't change it now.
I know. It's too late. I let go of the piece.
I'm going to go with the Rams, and for whatever reason, I think it's going to be fairly low scoring. I'm going with 45 points. I'm going to take the Rams. They're going to play in Glendale, as I mentioned. Very similar field to theirs, I would think. It's a turf field, so there it is. Rams at home. We have our winners. Hopefully. All right, Trevor, we appreciate it. Thank you for visiting with us today. Thanks for playing in our game, and good luck to you. And again, if you win, you don't get anything except pride.
Thank you, guys. Thank you, Coach Beck. See you at the Battle Dome.
You got it. Let's do it. Go Battle Hawks.
Anthony Beck, we appreciate you being with us. As I mentioned, March 28th is the opener against Houston, the first home game at the Battle Dome. It'll be April 6th, and the Battle Hawks play San Antonio. You ready for the season?
Yeah, really are. Just excited about our new roster. We made a lot of great key additions to our football team. We feel like this is going to be the most competitive roster we've made. And I think that's ultimately for me as a head coach going into year three, how do we improve like we've done every year, but get over the hump and get to the championship? We have to increase competition, and you only do that by bringing in really good players. So I'm excited about some of these new names, some of these new faces. We'll have a competition at the quarterback position, which I'm excited about that as well. Got some really talented players there, so it should be a fun season. Can't wait to see the fans, and like you said, season tickets, man, be huge. We got to get the biggest crowds like we always do. I always love St. Louis and their dedication to our football team, but hey, if we can get more, let's do it, because it's going to be a special year.
Anthony Beck, looking forward to it. Let's talk closer to the beginning of the season. We'd love to hear from you again.
Yeah, you got it, guys. Thank you.
Awesome. Thank you.
That is Anthony Becht, head coach of the St. Louis Battlehawks. Season tickets and suites right now are available UFLBattlehawks.com/tickets.